So my question, Tim, was, I recognize as we started this process, you said $60 million is what we have available. I just wanted to ask real quick. We usually overcommit on real estate issues because we know the drawdown is over time. Is it possible to do 10% in the Invesco fund at $400 million and 10% in the WAR fund at $25 million? That would take us to $65 million. Is that a capacity issue we can deal with? I just want to know if that's even an option.
It's always an option. And there's less of a capacity or a liquidity issue and more of a where do we see the opportunity set. And, you know, we are seeing a good opportunity set in value add. Mm-hmm. That's why these two firms are here today. We're doing work on the distressed space right now, and quite frankly, the value proposition looks a lot stronger there. I've laid out my biases in that memo that, you know, I saw a lot greater opportunities that over the next 5 years in distressed than in value add. So I'd encourage the board to defer any additional capital deployment until we talk about some of the distressed funds here down the road. That said, you know, you have discretion on that front.
Let me just ask one other question then, since you said that. Each of these funds are talking about investment in a three-year process. Most of their major investments, even though they're once an eight-year fund, once a seven-year fund, but we're going to be seeing money come back within 3 years.
Right.
So I guess now that I asked that question, will that money be possible for the value, future distress value, or no?
Yeah, I mean, we underwrote.
Considering that?
We underwrote basically the return of capital from all of the existing funds, and we got, you know, information from not just the value add folks, but from everybody. Kind of got a sense of where our cash flows were looking like in rough terms, and then that's how Chi-Chi and I developed our budget for how much we could deploy at this point in time. So it's very true that, you know, we're going to be looking at cash flow returns from both of these managers. I want to encourage the board to don't think about just recycling it back into the same manager, but recycling it back into real estate and where's the most opportune portion of the real estate market to put it. And that's really the conversation we've had internally. And that resulted in the recommendation memo from May 8th.
Jerry and anyone else?
Yeah, I'm prepared to make a motion, but
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
The motion would be to accept the staff recommendations and the amounts involved. But I do have a question in advance of my own motion. How quickly are we going to be able to make this move on Long Wharf? Can we actually catch that quickly?
June 30th?
Yeah.
We have a tentative on-site date already set up for next Friday.
Okay.
Contract negotiations should be fairly straightforward, given that we've already negotiated multiple side letters with each firm. The change in terms that I've seen, we have not had legal review. We have not spent money on that yet. But the terms and the structure look to be predominantly LP friendly, so I wouldn't anticipate any legal challenges there. We're on pace. Basically, if the board gives go ahead to either fund, I walk out of this office and I start the legal review process. We get the on-site done, and, you know, we've got 30 days to, you know, get the side letters negotiated and docs executed.
My motion is to approve both recommendations up to the dollar amounts.
So it's $35 million to Invesco and $25
to Long Wharf.
That's correct.
Second.
All right. So
Subject to everything.
Okay.
Any other comments on the
necessary
motion?
Second.
I think Terry seconded already.
I just wanted to ask Tim, is legal review by Karen, or do we have an outside firm?
No, this is through Reed Smith. Benton Burroughs is our attorney who reviews all contracts. He's based back in D.C., but he generally turns around fairly quickly.
One of Harvey's partners.
All right, there's a motion on the floor. If there aren't any more questions, all in favor say aye.
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 Any abstentions? Any objections? Unanimous. Fantastic. That was quick. You're going to be busy.
So, do I have any volunteers? Terry, I know you can go next week to Common Fund and to Long Wharf. Rusty, you were a maybe.
Maybe. I'm not sure still.
Okay.
Are you counting on me, or do you need two of us?
Well, we are. Here's the thing. We're in Chicago for Adams Street. So I'm going to go with Tim. Deborah's doing some on-sites the day before. So Terry's going to stay and do Common Fund Thursday, Long Wharf Friday. We still could use another board member.
Friday or Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. Thursday in Wilton, Connecticut with Common Fund, Friday with Long Wharf.
Thursday's a problem for me.
Can you make Friday? Because I'm going to go to Thursdays, but not Friday.
And where would it be Friday then?
Boston.
Boston.
In and out the same day?
I don't think you can.
I'll be up there Thursday night.
Yeah.
You'd be coming in Thursday night, probably.
Thursday night, though. Yeah.
You'd be flying on Thursday.
Come back Friday.
Let me get back with you.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Otherwise, we do it with one board member and staff, and I think because they're, at least with Longworth, but it's a follow-on fund, we're okay.
And we'll be setting a date. We have a tentative date to go down to Dallas and see Invesco, but we might play around with that a little bit.
Busy June.
We'll find some volunteers. Anybody care to pre-volunteer to go down to Dallas in the middle of June?
When is that? Depends when it is.
All right.
As long as it's after the 12th.
The week of the 16th?
After Father's Day.
The 16th is
it's Father's Day.
Okay.
Father's
Day. Every day is Father's Day.
Yes.
Maybe in your
no,
house.
No. Don't do it when we travel. We always have committee
what
meetings
else?
On Father's Day. All the years as a legislature.
Wow.
Okay. I think if worse comes to worse, we need to go to one thing because we didn't get somebody. I'll do it. But I prefer somebody who's going to be here with these folks.
If I do it on the 13th, I could just stop there on my way back from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And you're out of town that day.
Yeah. Right.
You've got.
Yeah, that's a tough week, but
we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tim. I do want to just compliment you and Bob and the whole team, Maureen, Jeff, because this poll today of both were really excellent. Thank you for bringing us such good candidates to even think about.